your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
Nurseries in England claim the government's pledge of 30 hours of free childcare a week from September next year is unrealistic. They say they're already losing money trying to keep up with the current offer of 15 hours. The Education Secretary is now asking providers to come up with ideas of how they can double that. These parents say it'll be a great help.
Daycare is expensive, and to have that extra funding would be great. It would just be wonderful.
You're going to work, you're doing a full-time job, particularly if you're a mother. And to be honest, you're going for sanity rather than for money because it's just break even, really.
However, Kate Collins is a nursery deputy manager in London and isn't so sure.
It's going to be very hard. The subsidy that we currently get for the 15 free hours doesn't quite cut it. To then double that to 30 hours, it's not going to be feasible for nurseries like us.
This is KMFM News.
A man's been arrested after another man was found with serious head injuries in a road near Ashford. He's in a critical condition in a London hospital after being found on Bower Road in Mersham on Sunday morning. A 21-year-old from the village is being held on suspicion of causing serious injury by driving dangerously. An investigation is continuing after a tanker full of liquid nitrogen crashed into several cars and a row of terraced homes in Medway. The driver of the 7.5-ton lorry was taken to hospital after the smash, which happened on Marlborough Road in Gillingham yesterday morning. Alex lives in one of the houses that's been damaged.
Inside, it's fine, but the boundary wall is entirely gone. There's a little gully leading down to the basement, and that's completely inaccessible now. And the steps, which go over the gully, well, we have to use our back garden now because we can't get out there for several weeks now, I bet.
KMFM News.
A teenager reported missing from his home near Sittingbourne has been found safe and well. 13-year-old Josh Horton had last been seen in North Street in Milton Regis at about 6:15 last night. He was found walking along the high street towards the clock tower in Sheerness. A woman's being treated in a London hospital after falling from the roof of a supermarket in Ashford. Emergency crews were called to the Waitrose store on Repton Avenue at about 5:30 last night. The woman was initially treated at the scene by paramedics after falling around 30 feet.
KMFM News.
The man in charge of building a new garden city in North Kent has told KMFM he doesn't want large-scale landlords to buy up all the new homes. The development will see 15,000 properties built between Gravesend and Dartford over the next 20 years, with around 30% being made affordable for people living in the county. Robin Cooper is chief exec of the development.
We wouldn't want massive investors coming in and buying blocks of 100 houses, that sort of thing, because you end up with very odd communities who are not committed to the area. They're literally there for 3 months, 6 months, or whatever it is. We wouldn't be averse to someone buying, you know, a second house and renting that out, but we would be against the institutional investment.
There's a warning of potential flooding as Kent is hit by more heavy rain. Forecasters have issued a yellow alert as up to 30 millimetres could fall across the county throughout the day. Tunbridge Wells was worst affected by torrential downpours on Monday. And Kanye West is going to be honoured for a lifetime achievement at the MTV Video Music Awards this weekend. It's being hosted by Miley Cyrus, and Taylor Swift leads the nominations with 9.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing. For all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Football and Gillingham's run in the League Cup has come to an end. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, the League One leaders were beaten 2-0 by Championship side Birmingham City away from home last night, their first defeat of the season. Here's boss Justin Edinburgh.
We just didn't get the bounce of the ball tonight, but, you know, there was nothing in it, I don't think, in terms of, general play. So, you know, we've come and acquitted ourselves well.
Our match reports at kentonline.co.uk. At the World Athletics Championships in Beijing, Kent sprinter Dina Asher-Smith goes in the heats of the 200 metres later. The Blackheath and Bromley Harriers runner has been drawn in lane 2 in the final heat. The first three from each will automatically go through to tomorrow's semi-finals. Meantime, Mo Farah's joked he was making things more exciting after almost falling on his way to reaching the final of the 5,000 metres. The double Olympic champion recovered to finish second in his heat. And in cricket, it's a must-win game for England's women in the Ashes tonight. The team, led by Kent's Charlotte Edwards, is taking on Australia at Chelmsford in the first of three T20 games. Play tonight starts at 7.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.